Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. The Kabbalah of Prosperity, the 10 powers, the 10 spiritual powers within a human being, and how to apply those powers to create your destiny. And the destiny that you are desiring to create is inscribed in your heart, just like in a seed. There is a pattern within the seed that determines its path of growth and development and its function. You have that within your heart. That's your desired destiny. When that destiny is fulfilled, you experience a connection with heaven, a sense of the miraculous, the presence of God in your life, of God's love in your life. As we connect with these 10 powers, we bring God into the world. And we're going to talk about how to apply these 10 powers to the level of prosperity that is your true destiny, so that you can find peace, peace with plenty, and help others do the same. No matter what your condition in life is, it rubs off on the people around you. So your prosperity is good for everybody's prosperity. The wise way that you handle your resources helps us all to be wiser in the handling of our own resources. So let's get right to it. There are 10 spiritual creative powers that you have within you for directing your life. And as you focus on expressing these and demonstrating them and applying them, you grow into deeper levels of their expression. There's no known limit to how potent these powers can be. The first power is your power of will, of intention. So when it comes to the Kabbalah of Prosperity, what you're focusing on is your will to prosper. Now, in order to focus on this, you have to be aware of two things. Number one, your feeling and sense of intention, your decision, your feeling of determination. But also, what is your vision of prosperity? You don't have to have some absolute crystal clear image in your mind right away. Just open your mind to get a deep, deep sense from deep down within that resonates with your bones of what a prosperous, a truly prosperous situation is for you. What does financial success mean to you? It can mean billions. It can mean something far less. Focus on two things. Number one, getting in touch with your absolute decision, your will, your intention to be prosperous, to be financially successful, and then determine what that means to you. Go into that realization, that visualization, by simply opening up to it until there's a click inside and you get a feeling and a thought, an idea, and then you write that down. Write down the prosperous condition that you intend, that you will, you have a will to achieve. You've got to have a will. You've got to have intention to make anything happen. You've got to have some intention that's driving you to do what is within your power to fulfill your responsibilities for making that happen. It can help you to get in touch with your intention to prosper by simply saying, I intend to be financially successful. And work your attention into that feeling of what your intention is. The more time you spend with your focus on this intention, the more powerful and resolute you become. Your power of intention is the highest power within you. It's your highest, most potent creative energy. It's what starts everything. It's the initiator. It begins the process. So instead of reacting to your circumstances if you don't like them, simply get clear about the circumstances you intend so that you become this beam of intention aimed at getting what you want. Sometimes we can't connect with that deep beam of intention until we hit some kind of bottom and crash and realize, my goodness, I simply cannot float around like a cork on water anymore. I've got to get really focused and determined here to make this thing happen. And believe me, if you want to fulfill the deepest desire in your heart, it's going to take the deepest energy you have, the deepest power of intention you have. And that's a beautiful experience when you have absolute certainty in that power of will. So the first power to prosper is your will to prosper. Contact that will, connect with it. The second power is your power of wisdom. Wisdom is that which guides you. Now, what you want to be guided by is the wisdom that guides you to prosperity. Wisdom guides choices in line with the outcome that's good for you. That's what wisdom is. It guides your choices according to what your true needs are. Open yourself to the wisdom that guides you to prosperity. And here's how to do it. The key to being guided by wisdom is to cast out any doubt that anything less than pure, perfect, beautiful, divine wisdom is guiding you now. You don't have to manufacture wisdom. You just have to free yourself from the idea that something less than wisdom is guiding you. It's trusting what's guiding you. The moment you intend to achieve and manifest prosperity, the wisdom to prosper will guide you. You are going to be subconsciously guided to make choices that are consistent with the objective, which is to prosper. Your third power is the power of understanding. Now, you can understand anything, but what you want, based on your will to prosper, is you want to have understanding that serves that intention. You can't just sit around thinking about what other people are up to so you get an understanding of what your neighbor's motivation is, if that's not consistent with your ultimate objective, which is to prosper. If you want to prosper, you have to intend to prosper. You have to follow the wisdom to prosper. And that means that you have to use your power of understanding to further your objective, not just to entertain and amuse yourself with idle, aimless thoughts or to abuse yourself with destructive, negative thoughts. Thinking about what's going wrong, thinking about why you'll never do it, thinking about what's stopping you, thinking about the dangerous things that might happen if you don't do it. All of that is a misuse of understanding, a misuse of your power of thought, of insight. As you focus on your intention, that's where you always have to go back to. Remember, that's your first power. If you find that your thinking is off, go back to your intention to prosper. If you're wondering whether or not you're being guided properly, if you have to make a decision and you don't know which decision to make, stop trying to make a decision and just focus on what you know, which is your intention to prosper. Your fourth power to prosper, your fourth spiritual creative power to prosper, is what we call your power of mercy, your power to be kind, to be generous, your power to trust, to take it easy, to have a good time, to lighten up, to let go. See, you have to let go enough to let God move you and to fulfill you. You don't want to be too merciful, too gentle, too accepting, too lax, too lenient, too loose, because then you lose direction. You want to be just merciful enough in all of your dealings, just generous enough, just charitable enough, kind enough to prosper. And you'll find that if there's anyone in your life that you're not kind to, your lack of kindness is going to undermine your objective to prosper. You can't be cruel, content, healthy, happy, and wise. You can't be. So you have to be a kind, generous, forgiving human being in order to prosper. Because if you're holding on to grudges, it's going to deplete your energy. And yes, there are plenty of people out there, I'm sure, who have lots and lots of money and who are very, very angry and very cruel and very cantankerous. But you don't want to be one of those. There's no joy there. Watch your dealings with others. Am I being kind enough in this situation, or am I turning a potential ally into an enemy by mistreating this person? Or am I being so kind and so giving and so generous and so lax and so lenient that I'm being taken advantage of and I have my container is too weak? It's got leaks in it. The fifth power to prosper, your fifth spiritual creative power to prosper is called justice. And justice is what draws the line on kindness and mercy. It's where you have to say no, even if it displeases someone, even if it displeases you. It's where you exercise some rigor, some self-discipline, some self-sacrifice. You know, for you to prosper, you're going to have to push through suffering and loss and disappointment. You're going to have to go through some pain. And what you'll find is the pain that you go through is really preparing you, shaping you, forming you, giving you the opportunity to purify yourself, to align yourself to prosper. It's not that we get punished with these painful experiences of loss or disappointment or adversity. It's just that if you want to prosper, you're going to call upon yourself every single experience you need to turn you into a prospering person, a prospering energy system. It may mean you have to go broke. It may mean you get a raise. It could mean you will get whatever experience you need. Once you make the intention, which is power number one, that you are bound to prosper, that you are dedicating yourself to succeed financially, the more aligned you are with that, the more the experiences, that every experience that comes next is going to be aligned with that objective, giving you the opportunity to handle that situation in a way that helps you to advance toward that prosperity goal. Some of the things that happen to you are going to be wonderful, lucky breaks, people coming out of the blue to help you. And sometimes things are going to fall apart and you're going to find they're not going as smoothly as you want, or you go through a loss or a setback. Your fifth power, which is the power of justice, means I'm going to do just enough. I'm going to make the sacrifices that I need to make. And as you determine to do that, you'll find that you grow in the ability to make those sacrifices, to be self-disciplined. You'll find that the more you focus on your intention to prosper, the more you're going to want to do everything you can to prosper, and the more you're going to want to stop doing the things that interfere with your prosperity. So discipline really becomes a pleasure in a sense. Sometimes you have to say no to certain people. Sometimes you have to separate yourself from certain people in order to prosper. That doesn't mean you have to be mean about it. It doesn't mean that you're placing money ahead of relationships. It means that you know where you want to go in life, and you're going to go there in a loving, kind way, making connections with the people who are in harmony with your true objective. You're just being true to yourself. The sixth power, your sixth spiritual creative power to prosper, is called beauty. And beauty is powerful, isn't it? When you see someone who's beautiful, it's striking. I mean, really beautiful. They just captivate you. Sometimes talking to someone who's extremely beautiful looking, you find yourself shaking, being unnatural. You don't even know how to be. It's overwhelming. A beauty inspires you. It picks you up. When you look at a beautiful sunset or a beautiful painting or read a beautiful poem or hear some beautiful music or are the recipient of a beautiful gesture, or even if you get the idea of a beautiful gesture and then you perform it, if you express beauty through your singing or dancing or walking or dressing or commitment to service or kindness or cooking or cleaning or creating a decorative environment, you want to express beauty because beauty is power. Beauty brings people together. You want to be beautiful enough to prosper. You want to align yourself with the power of beauty to prosper. As you beautify your home, it empowers you. As you beautify your dress, it empowers you. As you beautify your spirit, as you relate to people more gracefully, as you fill your mind with more beautiful thoughts, it empowers you. Beauty, your sixth power to prosper, is about accessing your power and potential to express beauty, because beauty is powerful. Elvis Presley was beautiful. Marilyn Monroe was beautiful. The music of Mozart. And so you want to connect with the power of beauty. How do you do that? You think about beauty. You observe how you're functioning. You stay in touch with the energy of beauty. You try to beautify where you are. You try to relate with people in a beautiful way. You try to create harmony in your relationships as opposed to discord. and try to relate to people in a loving, gracious way, even when you have to say goodbye. Let's move along to your seventh power to prosper, and that's your power of victory, your power to be triumphant. You have the power to be victorious. You have the ability to be a champion in certain fields. You might be a champion writer, a champion speaker, a champion runner, a champion parent, a champion spouse, a champion baker. But you have the power to become a champion, to be victorious, to be triumphant. Connect your power to be victorious to being victorious in the area of prosperity. Think of yourself as a victorious person because you have within you the power to be victorious. You can set a goal and achieve a goal. Try to get that feeling of, I am victorious. I have the power to be victorious. I have achieved things in my life. I have been victorious. And as you accept your power to be victorious, what happens is you're really connecting with the divine power of victory, because we receive the power to be victorious from God. And then you think about God and you think, well, God is capable of being victorious in all things. And as you connect these 10 powers to their divine source, you start to experience a deeper level of power. Think about God's power to be victorious working in your area of prosperity. Look for ways to achieve, ways to advance, even if they're tiny little steps in line with your prosperity goal. That's what makes you victorious. Your eighth power is the power of honor, your power to be honorable, to do the right thing, your power to function with integrity, with excellence. Align that power with prosperity. Sometimes our desire to be perfect, to demonstrate excellence, can go overboard and loses touch with the real objective that you're working on, so that you can waste so much time trying to be perfect that you never prosper. For example, if I'm a writer and I'm trying to make a manuscript absolutely perfect before I send it in, I may spend 20 years, 40 years, my whole life perfecting a manuscript, never sending it in, and never making a nickel. Follow the path of integrity, but you also sometimes have to accept the limitations of expedience. That's a careful balance. It's a fine line, and sometimes it's a gray area. And you accept the fact that you are human, and you simply do the best you can to do the best job you can in line with your prosperity goal. It's also about treating yourself and others with respect. Your ninth power is called the power of your foundation, and that's your power of resiliency. I don't know how long it's going to take you to manifest whatever goal of prosperity you have, whatever level you want to go to. But I do know this. It's called the law of ripeness. When the fruit is ready to be plucked, you can pluck it off easily and it tastes sweet. But if it's a struggle to get the fruit off the branch, if you do get it off the branch and eat it, it'll make you sick because it's not ripe. Your foundation power is your ability to patiently and persistently endure for your whole life if necessary. You see, because ultimately what this is all about is it's not about prosperity. Yes, you want to prosper. That's wonderful. But what you're really doing in the process of pursuing prosperity through the use of your spiritual creative energies is you're raising your own level. You're raising your level of intention and wisdom and understanding. You're developing your power of mercy, your power of justice, your power of beauty. You're developing your power to be victorious. And you're developing your power to function with integrity, to do the right thing and treat people with respect. And you're developing your power to endure. To just, if this is still something I want, I'm going to keep going. Every setback I'm going to look at as an opportunity for advancement. What can I learn from this? How can I gain from this experience? Sometimes just holding on and staying committed, what you gain is a stronger resolution, stronger resolve to make you unstoppable. That's your foundation power. It's called your power of self-support. Sometimes the best thing you could do to contact this power is not ask for help when you're floundering, but decide, I'm going to do this with God, just me and God. I'm going to go through this. I'm going to be self-reliant. I'm going to find a way to make it through without getting rescued. And you see people who are on the streets who are constantly looking for someone to rescue them, give me a handout, help me up. Well, maybe what they really need to do is to say, how do I get up? How can I help you? Your 10th power is your power to act, to rule, and to receive. The power to take action in line with your intention. It's so key. It's critical that every day you do what you can for what you want. It's the magic of work. You have the ability to do something. No matter how small or insignificant it might seem, do it. Sometimes you want to see the whole flight of steps so you know what step to take next, but all you see is the step in front of you. I don't know what's going to happen next. You'll find out when you do that. It's your power to rule your world. In addition to your power to act, that 10th power is the power to receive. You have to be receptive and open to your prosperity coming. You have to recognize when it's coming in so that you can be receptive to it, so you don't push away opportunity. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's boblancer.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's Answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. And please send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to boblancer.com. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.